News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
It is 7:12 in the morning. Good morning. Chad Hershberger with you on this day. It is a Friday. Glad to be with you once again for WKOK Sunrise, even when things don't always go as you expect them to go in the morning. Rob Center is here. He's doing a fantastic job. He has kept me in line 3 out of 5 days this week because Rob wasn't here for 2 days, and we missed him when he was gone. It is time for us to do our interview this morning. We have on the phone with us the president and CEO of the United Way of Columbia and Montour County and the president and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, because guess what? They are all one organization. They are merging. Adrian Mayle is on the line with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here, and it's time to kick off the new regional United Way campaign. So tell us, is today the day, or are we giving a preview of the kickoff?
No. Today is the day. Last night was the night. We had our merger celebration and our campaign kickoff. So we are officially in campaign season, and we're officially merged.
And do you have a new name?
We sure do. So it's Susquehanna Valley United Way.
Wow, that is cool. And a lot of work and effort went into the efforts to merge these two organizations into one. Talk a little bit about the process and how this is a big celebration now that that has happened.
Yeah, it really is a big celebration. And, you know, certainly there were a lot of people to thank last night. So, over a year and a half ago, really, it was kind of decided that we would try it out. Let's see what happens when we come together. Kind of a hybrid year. And I know many of you have heard me say, but we were already doing a lot of the same programming. We've always had the same mission and the same, kind of core values. So we came together, started to go really smoothly, kind of merging the programs that we were already running simultaneously was really working. Then in June, we had unanimous board votes on both sides to come together. So we picked this kind of early September time frame to say, hey, we're doing it. We are one.
So give us the geographic footprint. What is the area that you cover so that people get a sense of that?
Sure. So we are Columbia, Montour, Snyder, Union, and Northumberland County. And actually in Columbia County, Berwick and Nescopeck area is actually with the Berwick Area United Way and kind of the Wyoming Valley region, because we actually go by zip codes at United Way, not counties, interestingly enough. But for the most part, that five-county region is the area that we cover.
And when you talk about what was formerly the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, they had gone through some mergers in the past, too. So doing this kind of cooperative efforts and looking at how we can partner together and be bigger and better organizations is really nothing new to us, is it?
No, not at all. And we see it with other organizations, too. You know, there's kind of the nuts and bolts of it of, we really think that we can save some money on the back end by coming together. And then there's really the exciting stuff. And a big part of what I talked about last night is we now have a full-time director of philanthropy, Seth Joseph, who can fundraise year-round for us because he's not wearing three different hats at the organization now. He's just wearing that campaign fundraising hat. We also have a full-time marketing and communications director, and I think we all know it's a little hard to tell the United Way story because we do a lot under the United Way umbrella. So between someone really telling our story in a succinct and clear to understand way, which is always the goal, and fundraising full-time, we really think that we're going to be a little bit more competitive.
And you kicked off this year's campaign. What's the goal?
So I know everyone always wants us to have a goal. This year, we're going to do a lot of work to split out the grants from our actual fundraising goal. So we actually were able for our celebration last night to calculate that we are currently administrating $3.5 million in active grants, some of those multi-year, but we've got all those grants going. And then we're looking at a goal this year of about $650,000. And I know that seems a little bit low, but historically, especially on the greater Susquehanna Valley side, the grants and the fundraising were all kind of brought together as one. We're going to split those out so we can be a little bit more clear moving forward. What's grants and what's that fundraising goal?
So the kickoff event was last night. Tell us about it. How'd it go?
Oh, it was wonderful. And, you know, it was really fun to see what I kind of have always thought of as Columbia, Montour people and Greater Susquehanna Valley people. But there was well over 100 people there. And guess what? Most of them all knew each other. So it's really fun to just see people mingling. I heard a lot of, these are people I haven't seen, you know, ever, only over Zoom, or these are people I haven't seen since, you know, really early 2020. So there was just a lot of fun and excitement. We had people do what we were calling a passport program. So they went and visited our partner agencies, our board members, and learned about our programming. So the whole goal of the night was to really make sure that under the United Way umbrella, people walked away really getting a sense of all the things that we can accomplish together.
The United Way traditionally has been seen as this entity that does the campaign, helps a lot of nonprofits in the community. But you do a lot more. Tell us a little bit about the other things that United Way is engaged in.
Yeah, thanks so much for that, because that was the theme of what I talked about. So we will always do the fundraising. We will always do the sending money out to our partner agencies. But now we kind of have this whole other umbrella of community impact. So that's the understanding the needs of the community and calling people to the table around these needs. We're talking about experts who, you know, if we're just talking about something specific, might know about youth mental health, might be working in the youth mental health field. We're not necessarily the expert, but we do love to call people to the table to say, hey, we know that there is some need here. How do we accomplish it together? And what we're now seeing is, how do we help infuse the programs and projects with money when we hear, like, what could really make a difference? So that's what we're doing. And so the tables that were out were tables that talked about youth mental health and our United in Recovery efforts and our transportation efforts, you know, and kind of on and on. So this new work is about bringing people together, the whole community, our funded partners, other great partners, and saying, how could we make a difference together? And kind of the highlight of that is that in the grants that we're currently going after or partnering on, we're actually not only able to get ourselves and, you know, and other community members money through these grants, but our funded agencies. So now the traditional funded agencies that used to only get money through our campaigning and our fundraising are now getting money through grants too. And it's really exciting.
So as you kick off this campaign and you get set for the future endeavors, what are some of the things you're most excited about working on in the coming months with United Way?
So definitely our Makerspace and Teen Center work. We have been calling all of the groups together that do that kind of teen initiative. It's really great for us because it's prevention from substance use disorder. It's strengthening mental health when we can really get in there and work with those middle and high schoolers. So we're excited to work with all the groups that are doing that. We're also just launching our law enforcement treatment initiative in Northumberland County through a new grant. So we just hired 3 new certified recovery specialists who are going to be doing this work. And then we're going to be launching this initiative in Snyder County, too. And they just launched it, but without a grant, in Columbia County. So there's a lot of work happening around helping those people who have substance use disorder work towards a recovery, treatment method of their choosing.
So the campaign is kicked off, and you're raising funds to help organizations and initiatives here in the Central Susquehanna Valley, over in Columbia, Montour counties. If I'm listening today, what is your pitch, your reasons for why I should support United Way and maybe make a donation towards this $1 million-plus goal?
Yeah, sure. Well, we hope you do. And the reason always is that, you know, when you put money towards the United Way, going towards the United Way, our funded partners, and all of this community work. So now where we used to say that, you know, 75 cents of every dollar goes to agencies, no, now it's really like more like every dollar, you're getting more than a dollar because we're supplementing with these grants. So your dollar is going a long way in our community now when you give it to United Way. And it's not just going to United Way. It's going to really benefit the community at large. So we hope that people do consider giving in this campaign. We know that it's going to be a tough one with inflation and the pandemic still kind of happening. So we know we have our work cut out for us, but we're excited about the work we're doing and the partners that we're doing it with.
So, Adrian, we are here short on time, but it sounds like there's some excitement with the United Way, with this merger, with the opportunities that are going to be able to be presented to our communities. Any parting words that you would like to say about what's going on with United Way right now?
You know, we always just appreciate the support. We've got a new website launching very soon, so we encourage people to check it out. if people want to know more about the work we're doing, please just give a call. We are always really happy to talk about it, make sure that people are really embedded in. I know a lot has changed, and sometimes that can be a little scary. So if you want to know what we're doing, give a call. We would really love to talk to you about it. And thank you, of course, to all of the supporters we have out there and people who are considering being supporters.
So give us the phone number. Give us a website address where people can get more information.
Oh, that's a great question. So the website is svuw.org, Susquehanna Valley United Way.org, and you can contact us. I don't know that I know the number off the top of my head, which is super funny. I just give out my cell phone. I don't know that I'm going to do it over the air. So definitely check out our website. You'll connect to the number there. And we hope that you'll get in touch.
You have the common problem with people today. We don't have to memorize phone numbers anymore. We just hit a button on our phones.
I know, and it's been so long since I've had to give it out. Most people just know.
I have difficulty. People ask me for my phone number, and I have to think about it. But I still know my childhood phone number that I had to know when I was, young.
Sure do. Mine went right down the middle of the phone number, so it was always super easy.
Very
so you caught
cool.
me in a good one today. I do not know our regional phone number.
All right, I stumped the new president and CEO of the merged United Way. That's you've made my day. Can I go back to bed now?
You and me both. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, you're welcome. Adrian Mayle, the president and CEO of the new Susquehanna Valley United Way. They had their big kickoff last night for this year's campaign, and it's even more exciting because of the merger, their new name. And so we thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too.